What's up, you guys? This is H-Shay here, and in today's YouTube video, I'm going to be going over my essential must-haves for any student that's in college and they're studying for some sort of major that has to deal with technology, particularly for my IT students, or if you're a computer programming student and you just so happen to need some of these essential tools that I have up here. I'll be giving you guys an overview of what each one is for, and I'll also go over the pricing. Some of these devices, like the Samsung and the HP Victus over here, they're a little bit more pricier than the others, so I will be sure to make sure that you guys get a better pricing model for those as it pertains to right now, because you don't know what it's gonna be like in about a couple months from now, or in about a whole half a year from now when people are starting school back for the first time or starting school back again for their next semester, whatnot. I know this is a fine time to be doing it because most of us are going back to school for the second or quote-unquote spring semester here in the United States. Some colleges don't start until mid-January, so I guess this will be a fine time to do it right now. We're almost up on the new semester. But anyways, here we go. I'm going to start with the lowest price to the highest price. So I'll start with these three here. And these are not necessarily, except for the screwdriver set, these are not necessarily tech accessories. These are actually organization accessories. So the first thing that I have here is this particular notepad. Doesn't really have anything in it necessarily. I didn't really write in it. I got this for free, and the reason why I'm showcasing this, even though it's free, is because many of your counseling services or your events for like orientation and whatnot, many of them, depending on the school, will actually give you planners, will give you guys notebooks and stuff for free to start off with. For the semester, when it's your first semester or your second semester and you attend one of these events, you will most likely get one of these. And I also did spend money on the planner. If they don't give you a planner, your student store may have a planner. The Dollar Tree might have a planner for $1.25. This one cost me around $12 to $13. This one's a 2023 to 2024 calendar. If you wait until close to the end of the semester to get one, you'll probably end up getting a planner for both the previous year and the current year. If you wait until the next year, you'll get one for that set of years and so forth. So these are just nice to have around for planning, jotting down notes. I'll get to the Samsung tab in just a second because that's also for notes too. And I have the S6 up here, so I'll get to that. The reason why I have the screwdriver set for my tech students, this is for people like me who are in the tech support major, is because when you're working with hardware or when you're working with computers and laptops or whatnot, you never ever know when you're gonna have to go into a device. And the thing is that even if they keep equipment in the lab, if you bring your own set, there may come a time where you have to access a laptop. There may come a time when you have to access a tablet. And you might not have all the equipment in the lab that you need to get inside of it. Having one of these from the Dollar Tree, I picked this one up for $1.25, came out to $1.34 with our state sales tax. One of these things has a screwdriver set for each of the major sizes, all the way from this one on the second from the left, that's for all laptops, to some of the larger ones, the flatheads for prying things open, and the smaller ones that will get you into almost any standard laptop device except for some tablets and MacBooks. And this is really helpful because if you have one of these, then you'll know that you can get into any kind of device without having hardly any issues if it's a Windows or openable tablet device. So now let's go over to the hard drive. I promise you I will get to that S6, but I'm going from low to high, so bear with me here. So this hard drive is a 2 terabyte, and if you don't have an enclosure, you can get an enclosure. And if one of your hard drive enclosures breaks on another device, or you just don't need the hard drive from out of that enclosure anymore, you can always get a small external hard drive and put it in an enclosure like this, and it will function. If you get the cord, it will function like an external hard drive. That's what we did. We had an external hard drive for my Xbox One. The enclosure broke. It was about probably around a $50 to $60, maybe $70 hard drive. So we took it out of the enclosure, got a new enclosure. I got a cord for it. This isn't the original cord. This is the USB-C to A cord. I had a USB-C to USB-C cord. And this particular hard drive is 2 terabytes. I was able to format it, use it with my different devices, and this works great if you need a lot of files, you need to access them really quickly. My hard drive is used for my games, and I'll get to that in a second with the Victus. Now we can go over to the headphones. If you're like me, and you have autism, you probably carry these around. If you don't carry these around, depending on the type of headphones you get, you may get noise canceling, you may not get noise canceling. Since I have autism and I can get away with this, I'll probably do this in 2 segments. The first is for people that are neurotypical. You guys don't really need the noise canceling because you guys are probably not going to have a lot of sensory issues. So, you guys will be good with a pair of JBLs. These don't have noise canceling. These were around 90 bucks. You can get a cheaper pair from the dollar store, probably 5 bucks, 10 bucks. You can probably get a pair of these. You can pair them, if they're Bluetooth, you can pair them with your laptop, your tablet, etc. Be okay. But, and this is a huge but, for my people out there who are not neurotypical, that have autism, and you guys are like me, you have autism, and you need those noise-canceling headphones because you have sensory problems. I got these off of Amazon. These are about 40 bucks. Noise canceling headphones, you press a button, it turns on the noise canceling. That's going to be good for your sensory issues and if you need to drown out some loud noises. Now, I do have the box. If I can find the box. I do have the box down here somewhere. Find the box. This is the box that it came in. This is really helpful. Gives you the information. Noise canceling headphones, 30 to 40 bucks off of Amazon. Pick a pair of these up, you'll be fine. Now we can get to the tablet. Here's the good stuff. Okay, people, S6 Lite, usually $300. Yesterday, it was on sale for $199. God forbid, I convinced my mom to take back my A8. Switched it out for this bad boy, open box, excellent condition. Was 186. By the time it was all said and done, cost me about 199. So it came out to a right around the same price as the sale. You find one of these bad boys on sale, has the S Pen included, has dual speakers, not quad speakers like the A8, but because it's an S series, it does get the pin, magnetizes to the top. I'll get the case on Saturday. And let me just show you guys here. You open up a note-taking app, you need to take notes. Here you go, if this thing will ever open. Ha, got it. It's just gonna open up here. Open up a new note. Say you wanna write it in, pick a color, do a little sample. And, excuse my handwriting, it's very terrible. That looks like a really bad comma, but you guys get the point. Take your notes. Has the little side key thing when you're on the home screen, so you guys can open up your quick shortcuts, and it magnetizes to the top right here like that, so it has a really strong magnet. Excuse me, really strong magnet. And this is really helpful. You're just slipping into your backpack. I'm going to show you guys the backpack. This the backpack cost me 50, 60 bucks. Ordered off of Amazon. Has a laptop bag. Has a socket for my controller. Has a socket for my dongles. Front part, middle part for accessories, chargers, headphones, etc. And then in the back where the laptop pocket is, on the front part of it, not the back part, there's also a tablet sleeve in there. You just slip this bad boy in. Okay. Now we're on the third to last thing, HyperX Clutch. Look, I like to game. You guys know me, I have a podcast, I love to game. You like to game, $40 HyperX Clutch controller. You guys get a HyperX Clutch controller from off of HyperX.com. Does come with a controller clip. You can sync it to your phone. You get a dongle in there so you can plug it into your HP Victus or your other gaming laptop. Bad boy right here. And that brings me to the HP Victus. The HP Victus is usually between $700, $800, $900 for the 3050 or the 2050 model. I got the AMD Advantage model, been discontinued, but you can still pick up some of the other models if you get the right discounts. I was able to get mine on sale for $668, and this one has a lot of power because it's obviously a gaming laptop, but this is the reason why I picked the gaming laptop, because not only can I game on it, but I have enough processing power for editing and other things. And if you need that power for computer programming, having a gaming laptop is gonna fill a lot of those check boxes for you with check marks without you having to buy a separate device for programming and for school. You can just go ahead and get a gaming laptop, and you'll be able, or a creator laptop with studio drivers that has RTX in it, and still be able to game, and you can get it all in one package so you don't have to buy separate devices. And now lastly, cleaning accessories for your tablet and your laptop. This one has the wipes in it, and I have a microfiber cloth. You can pick one of those up. If you have eyeglasses, you can probably use that as well. Safe to do so. Just spray it on the cloth and just clean it off. Those fingerprints are going to go away. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this little video. Thank you guys for watching. Give me a like or a subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll catch you guys in the next video.